Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, chief complaint, severe arm pain. Number two, severe leg pain. Next number, strong family history of stroke. Next number, fever. Next number is headache. Next number is severe dizziness. Next number is palpitation. Next number is obesity. Next number, blood pressure slightly elevated today. Next number, feeling feverish. Next number, his wife was sick last week. This is a 50-year-old gentleman, owns his own construction company with his father and his grandfather. He's been married 12 years, but he's been with the same woman for 20 years, period. In the paragraph, he smokes, but he doesn't drink alcohol. He developed above-mentioned symptoms for the past few days, to the point that brought him to the office for evaluation, period. In the paragraph, his last lab work was years ago. He doesn't like to go to office to the doctor very much. Medical problems, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. But has had COVID before at the beginning. Surgery, neck surgery, fusion, wrist surgery, finger surgery, and ankle surgery, all because of his racing cars and motorcycles. Allergen and drug allergy, family history, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, stroke, very strongly positive, and Parkinsonism in the family. Review of system. Has BPH symptoms, leg pain, arm pain, palpitations, dizziness, neck swelling, what appears to be lymphadenopathy. Feels like has had some irregular heartbeats. Negative heme, negative allergy, negative hematologic, positive abdominal pain. Some nausea, some diarrhea. 292 pounds. He says his weight has been pretty stable. 96, 99.6, 16, 81, 147 over 88. Heart positive, swarm positive is 2 with no ectopics. Lungs, ronchi, abdomen soft. TM's red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Urological non-focal. Lower extremity 1 plus 2 edema. Abdomen is soft with some tenderness over the epigastric area noted. EKG today shows non-specific changes. Echocardiogram shows a right ventricle enlargement. Cannot rule out pulmonary hypertension. We talked about sleep apnea, but not interested in any workup. He says, I'm sure it's all because of smoking. Next number, flu and COVID tests are pending. COVID is negative. Flu test is pending at this time. Next number, definitely has sinus infection. Next number, we'll treat with ZPAC, Medrol, Dospac, Rocephin, and Decadron. Next number is definite lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number is fatty liver, an ultrasound. Next number is obesity. Next number is because of the severity of his pain in the legs and arms. A Doppler study of the legs and arms showed no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number is strong family history of stroke. Nonetheless, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits with very minor carotid stenosis. Next number is palpitation, most likely related to patient's pain at this time. Next number, must quit smoking. Next number is strong family history of atrial fibrillation, none noted now.
How much longer should I talk? Okay.
Next number, standby for flu results. Next number is finally discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.